Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Back Bam Sunday podcast on. I want to say I appreciate all the people, man, for make this possible. Yeah, this is one of the most consistent podcasts, period, right now. Yes, we never miss a Sunday, a Tuesday, or a Thursday since we begin this podcast, yes, almost 4 years ago. So much respect to all the people who support the Mag Be The Truth right here on this podcast. Now, we're going to keep our foot on their neck, period, with these things that they're giving the masses. Because if we let up, yeah, the masses is going to be tricked. No joke about it. Because, you know, these people is consistent with what they're doing. So we have to consistently break them down. Do you understand what I'm saying? We go get into this food right here. We go talk about it. I'm going to show you some deceptions in food. And why it's not just deception, for say, when you eat these foods. You understand? Yes, the deception got you, but what it really doing to you? These are the destruction of mankind right here. They call food. And like I say, it's something that your body basically need food. So they find a way to manipulate you with it. Plain and straight. That's just what it is. Anything they tell you is vital to you in this world, it's a destruction. That's what the plan is. Make it run.
It takes over 40 gallons of sap to make just one jug of real maple syrup.
Mm-hmm. Just that's listen to what they're saying right here, people. Because the reason why I'm doing this clip right here, breaking it down for you, is because a lot of people don't understand when I say things. Now, when I talk about coffee, cocoa, even this maple syrup right here, what did I tell you about it? Because a lot of times people jump on me and say, Mag, of course they make maple syrup from the maple tree. There is not that much maple tree in the world to produce this much maple syrup. That's all I'm saying. You're looking at coffee as something that everybody have in their home, man. Almost everybody. As a matter of fact, the percentage of people, adult, who drink coffee is running in the high 90s. Percentage. Almost everybody drink that coffee. Do you understand that? Okay, so my point is, where they get all that coffee being from? It's not like you're walking around seeing coffee tree on the side of the road. So where is those coffee bean come from? Okay, so you understand what I'm saying? The same thing with any other product that they supposedly claim is naturally growth on this earth. They don't have enough to basically pass around. They don't produce that much to pass around. So that's why you have all imitation food. They start out with the naturality and then they drift from it when you know what it is. Listen.
Bottles can cost $10. Mm-hmm. And grocery stores are flooded mm-hmm. with imitation.
And this right here is a killer, people. I already make it a point already, so you understand it. So this pancake substance, the things that they use to put in this right here to make the pancake itself, build up a bad starch for your damn body that gonna break down to sugar. But hold on. Before you eat it, you're gonna add syrup on it. More supposedly sugar. You understand what I'm saying? And they give you that for breakfast. And they tell you it's the most important meal of the day. That's how they poison the damn masses. Watch this right here. All the supposedly, you know, starch that you eat gonna break down to sugar. And they give you sugar to eat with the starch. Okay, deadly combination.
Syrups that don't have any maple sap at all. Mm-hmm. In fact, tons of expensive Listen. Foods we love eating might not be the real thing.
Of course, you see, and that's what I always trying to tell you. That's my point. Every time I make a video about food, I try to tell you that they're not giving you the real deal to eat. And what they're going to tell you is because they have to feed people in abundance. Listen.
Including wasabi, vanilla, mm-hmm. and truffle oil.
Yes, and remember this. I'm the one who tell you that vanilla is not real, period. You never see a vanilla plant, people. You never seen it. Not saying that it don't exist, but you never seen it. Meaning they don't have that much to produce all that vanilla they're serving up. You talk about olive oil. They can't serve up that much oil coming from no damn olive. People just stupid in this world. Vegetable oil. All of them shits is fake. 100% fake. And not only is fake, it's something to destroy your body. They make off synthetic chemical. Listen.
The main reason why this happens, it's all about money.
Mm-hmm. It's all about money. And that's one of the things they're going to tell you. It's about money. Like I tell you, the establishment don't really need your money. They charge you for things to put the pressure on you. You understand? In Babylon, that's something that they have to do. But at the end of the day, it's not about money. They're the one who print money and give it to you. It's not about money. It's about destroying the masses, building up your trust for them. And then, yes, they basically poison you. That's it. Listen right here. Pay attention.
Legal. Mm-hmm. As long as products that aren't...
Go back.
It's all about money.
Some of this is legal.
It's legal.
As long as products mm-hmm. that aren't the real deal, disclose it on the packaging.
Yes, no matter if you can't see it. Do you understand that? They say it must be disclosed on the packages. So they put it in fine print where you need a magnifying glass to see it. You see the name of the company. You see what they tell you the product gonna do. Big and bold. All of these good shit post up. But the stuff that you really need to know before you use that product is in some fine writing that you don't see, you can't see, unless you use a magnifying glass. What that tell you, people? So they're using their brain on you. Oh, this have to put on the label, but they hid it. But you can't tell them that it's not on there. Listen.
Even if it's a bit sneaky.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Even if it's sneaky.
But often it's illegal, with entire criminal rings behind these counterfeit foods.
Mm-hmm. Olive oil.
Globally, the fraudulent food industry could be worth $40 billion.
Yes, but guess what, people? All the food is fraudulent. All of it is. I don't care if it's a brand of food that you eat from way, way back for your grandmother who used to be running around. Your great-grandma passed it down to you. Same damn poison for the masses. Remember that shit.
Mm-hmm. The sort of least end of it, you're getting ripped off. At the worst end, you're mm-hmm. literally getting poisoned.
Uh-huh. There
so
you
how
go.
Do fake food...
You see that? Tell you. What did I tell you? Uh-huh. You're getting ripped off, but you're being poisoned. The same talk. You're being poisoned. And that's the most important part that you need to understand. Don't worry about the money. Worry about what the food is actually doing to your body, people. That's the reason why I do these breaks down. Not because I'm trying to save you some money, but because I want to save your life 100% in. So if you be like too loose with this food that they feed you, you're going to die faster. It's sort of like overdosing on medication. They give you to kill you slow and you're rushing the taking. Overdosing, take more than you should. It kill you faster. Do you understand that? That's exactly what the food does. Pay attention.
Take over our grocery stores, restaurants, and mm-hmm. kitchens. And how do counterfeiters mm-hmm. get away with it?
Nuts.
We travel around the world mm-hmm. to learn how to spot the real stuff.
Go back.
Counterfeiters get away with it. We travel around the world Greg, to learn okay. how to spot the mm-hmm. real stuff. First up, truffles.
Mm-hmm.
Hate to break it to you, but your $15 truffle fries don't have any truffle on them.
Mm-hmm.
What is called truffle oil mm-hmm. is entirely made in a laboratory.
Wish all food basically made people. How do you know that? Listen, how do you figure out that the food is all manufactured with chemical in factories? You're seeing it, people. What is you need to know otherwise from what they tell you here? What else you need to know? Okay, all of those food is synthetic chemical make them. This is how they do it. I'm tired to say that. They find a way how to create flavor, imitation of the food. So guess what? The flavoring and the texture and they got you. That's it. You don't have to be eating mango when they put it in the damn plastic bag. It can taste like mango, have the texture like mango, but it have nothing to do with a real mango. Do you understand that? So yes, they're creating these food with synthetic chemical, which gonna destroy your body slowly but surely.
Thing to do with mushrooms.
Mm-hmm. There you
real
go.
Truffles are pricey and rare.
Mm-hmm.
and they need specific conditions to grow, mm-hmm. usually in places like Italy and France, or here in the UK.
That's what them fungus, that's all it is, a fungus that you have no business eating. But pay attention how hard it is to get it, and they're serving it up worldwide in stores. Listen.
It's found with trees, mm-hmm. and they have to be the right type of trees. Mm-hmm. The under the ground, the truffle is just the fruiting body, so equivalent to an apple.
Yeah,
that's we used
bacteria.
To train pigs to find the fungi, but now mostly dogs do.
You see that they call it fungi, like I say, it's fungus. Damn bacteria they're searching for to feed it to you. They use dogs and pigs to hunt for it, people. So you know it smell kind of stink. That's the reason why pigs and dogs will find it. Listen.
Sniffing.
Good boy, thank you. Good boy.
Look at this right here, people. Look.
So he's told us it's there, it's still in the ground. So do I want to take it out of the ground or not? It all depends if it's ripe. If it's unripe, there's no point in having it. So the nose comes into play. We should sniff the ground for it. Yeah, that's a nice one.
Stink.
Yeah, that's probably about.
Look, people, it's a 102 for your number 3, but there you go, it costs $100 just for this right there, people. How did they get it to serve you up in the store? And you see how you have to roll and dig to find one? Unbelievable, people. So how do you get the packages sit and sell you in the stores? You better wake up, that's my point right there. They're not picking it, they're not digging it from no damn dirt. They're creating it from scratch.
30 grams. Bam. Once the truffle is out of the ground, the clock is ticking. It's just sort of slowly going to degrade over time.
People have learned how to farm truffles successfully. About 80% of the black truffles we consume are now cultivated.
Yeah, that they're talking about cultivated because now it's in a controlled environment. You understand? That means they're using chemical and everything else to grow it. So not even that is good for you people. So you have to understand. Either they're doing this right here, where they put it in a controlled environment, trick it with light and chemical and all, or they basically have to create it with chemical in a lab.
It'll take as long as 6 years to grow them.
6 years.
And most attempts to farm the most expensive white truffles have failed.
There you go, people. It takes 6 years to grow. 6 years. Wow. What did I tell you, people? None of these things that they're serving up is not authentic. It can't be real. And I mentioned them serving up these seasonal fruits 24/7 all around the year. How did they do that, people? Because you're not eating the real deal.
Is why they're so pricey and often counterfeited.
Counterfeited. It's them same one give you the fake.
Since truffles are hunted in the wild and delivered in labelless bags, it's easy for fraudsters to swap them out for cheaper ones without getting caught.
That's why you don't buy that shit.
But truffle oil might be the trickiest. It's usually just
oil, period, people. Just be honest. Oil, period, is the tricky thing right there. Now, like I mentioned about the olives, they show you olives and you can't get a lick of oil or no olive that you have. I'm just telling you the truth. How much oil think you can get out of a 10-pound of olive? You think you as a person can extract oil from olive? I said there's a thin slight chance that you know to do it. But even if you do, you can never get a bottle this big of olive oil. Period. Do you understand that? Okay, they talk about peanut oil. Do you think you can extract that much oil out of peanut? How much peanut you need to make one bottle of oil? Okay, they mentioned vegetable oil. Did they ever tell you what kind of vegetable in that oil? Name one vegetable that have oil in it. You're still thinking? Okay, like I say, they have some little, you know, vegetables and things that come with oil in it, like garlic and them things. They don't use garlic oil. I don't remember them using garlic oil. I seen olive oil infused with garlic. These are the things that they give you. Like I say, people, you can't find none of those vegetables that oil come from, but they can give you vegetable oil. Now, they have soya bean oil, and you don't really see it no more. You know, for the most part, they don't really push in soya bean oil for say, but how the hell soya bean get to make oil? make oil, milk, and every damn thing. What you think? And like I mentioned before, all of these oil, avocado oils and all, 100% fakery. No doubt it when I tell you. These people tell you they have these magical machines and these ways they can extract oil from all these things. They're full of shit. All the oil you're getting is plastic base, made up shit in labs, 100% in. Even the oil that you're putting in your car is similar to this shit that you drink. You better understand the one that you're using all over in your food come from the damn same source that the oil come from that they put in cars. It's the same thing. It's just a little bit thicker for the car. But pay attention right here. Oil is a damn psyop. 100% in.
For sunflower oil with a touch of a synthetic compound.
Look, people, sunflower can give you oil. What a dumb shit for the masses. Wow, unbelievable. And guess what, people? In a lot of places in this world, they got a lot of sunflower, but they don't have no sunflower oil. But these people can produce oil out of sunflower. It's fake shit, people. Wake up with a bag.
Derived from petroleum, called 2,4-dithiapentane. It contains the same aromatic component of foot odor. That's why you get that earthy taste and can...
Foot odor.
That's why you get that earthy taste and can sometimes smell gas.
Anything with a truffle flavor added to it is really problematic. Truffle is not a product that lends itself to being either made in oil or steeped in oil.
You can tell it's artificial when you see words like truffle flavoring or...
You hear that, people? And that's what I try to tell you, man. The flavoring is the key word. Flavor. When you understand flavor, you understand the fake food you're eating. It's just that simple. They can make flavor of anything that they give you before. Do you understand that they can give you any flavor that they tell you is natural from day one, people? I always gonna mention, man, the flavors that they make is more potent than the actual real one. You don't get it or what, people? This is how they let us live. Or this is how they have us living. In this part of the earth right here, everything you get is artificial. Like I mentioned, you get nothing real here. All you get is fiction. That's all. Nothing real. Wow.
Aroma on a package. The most foolproof, though, see it shaved right in front of you.
It should look like a truffle, look like a mushroom product.
Look at his hand sign. Next.
Maple syrup is another tricky case. One food fraud lawyer we spoke to estimated as much as half of what's labeled 100% maple syrup might be fake.
They know, people, it's not might be. They know 100% in. But the food industry, remember, it's an industry. The food industry is what basically pies in the masses with all of these supposedly fake food they're serving up. Pay attention here.
Real maple syrup is tapped from trees.
Look at this right here, people.
Canada produces 85% of the world's real supply.
Yes, and guess what, people? When you go back and check, it's not much of this shit coming from Canada. But you have to understand, remember, the Canada flag got the maple leaf on it. So it's only right for them to produce the maple syrup. It's the same fake shit. No matter where they tell you it come from, they're not producing that much. You have to understand that coming from the real source, they can't. You understand that? How much maple tree you see in your whole life? How much time you see them milking sap from maple tree that you ever known? Okay, how did they get all this maple syrup right here? Move.
But the U.S. set production records in 2022, thanks to brands like Sapjack out of Vermont.
They make
the company steam heats its sap. Then machines filter and bottle the syrup, usually within 6 hours. It takes about 44 gallons of sap to make just 1 gallon of real maple
syrup.
You
hear that, people? 44 gallons of sap to make just one supposedly. Listen.
Filter and bottle the syrup, usually within 6 hours. It takes about 44 gallons of sap to make just 1 gallon of real maple syrup.
Wow, 1 gallon of maple syrup take 40 supposedly, gallon of sap to make. And they can serve up this shit with the name on it all day of the week. Listen.
Which is why real maple syrup can cost about 6 times more than pancake syrup.
Okay, so you see them show you the pancake syrup different from the maple syrup. A lot of times the pancake syrup do say maple. But like I say, people, they give you something and they say, yes, that's good. That's the good thing there. The maple syrup is good. And then they're going to fake it. That's how they do it. So you can get no more real maple syrup, period. Once they put it on the chart that, yes, it's good syrup. It's the best syrup. You never get it real again. It's not authentic. Once they start blasting it out and people start using it, that's what you need to understand. They can't supply you that real maple syrup, period.
The imitation kind is often a mix of corn syrup, high fructose corn syrup, caramel color, and added flavorings.
Yes, and you got to ask yourself, how did they get syrup from corn? Okay, so the corn is already fake. You understand? Microorganisms make the corn. They search for the bacteria in the corn, use the bacteria to create corn now. You understand? So now the corn can give you a thick, sweet substance when they process it. So they process the corn, get this thick, sweet thing that they call, you know, high fructose corn syrup. So what they do, they flavor it. Put a little water in it, make it runny, put flavor and color in, and bam, it can be anything they want it to be. Honey, remember, it's the same thing you're using for honey, people. Oh, you feel like they're producing all these raw honey that you see out there, all these honey everywhere, bottled up with different names. What you think, is bees really producing it? No, people. Most of it is the same high fructose corn syrup. All they do, they give it a tan look. So it look like honey. And they know what a honey flavor is. So that's what they do, people. Give you the flavor for honey. And the flavor for honey is not strong. For say, they don't need to do much to trick you with the corn syrup and pass it off as honey. Now this supposedly maple syrup gotta have that strong maple flavor. So they fake you with the flavoring, make it a little bit runny like syrup, and they got you.
This kind of syrup isn't illegal. And you can tell it's not real maple when you see words like pancake syrup or table syrup on the label.
There you go,
people. The authentic kind will say 100% or pure.
Yes, and don't worry about these supposedly prices. Not prices, but the pureness when they tell you about 100% pure maple syrup. That don't mean that it actually is, people. This is the trick that they won't tell you, man. They tell you it have to show in the label. I don't believe that. You don't have to show shit in no label. Like they show you right here, organic. There's no such thing as organic. So that means if these people not even gonna fertilize these maple trees for them to produce faster or nothing, people, they're not gonna alter it none at all. They're not gonna use no chemical for nothing, no reason. The maple tree gonna grow all natural, take the whole time to process and everything, and they're gonna wait on it. But they still have to serve you that syrup. It not gonna go short. It gonna be serving up 24/7 right around the year. You never think about it, and they still gonna go natural to get it. Don't be dumb. Once they show you organic, it show you that they lie to you. That's all it is. There is no organic. A matter of fact, they're not going back in time. They take away organic already. Remember, the organic was there before the fake shit. Okay, so the organic was there, and then they bring in all these things to change it over. Why you think they're going backwards again? No, they're moving forward by giving you these fake shit. Anything you believe in is going to turn over to fake shit because you already believe in the product.
Have just maple syrup on the ingredients list.
You hear that? Ingredients. Organic pure maple syrup. And that's all you need to see. Yes, and I always say that still, you know. If you want to know if they're really lying to you, just look at the ingredients. Yeah, you're seeing ingredients for water. And a water bottle, you better throw it far away. Okay, this is what they do right here. Like I say, they can, you know, reveal certain things if you know what to look for. Like ingredients in original organic shit. There shouldn't be no ingredients It's just what in the bottle it is. You understand that? Okay, it's just maple syrup. You don't need to put no ingredients in maple syrup. You just bleed out the maple and put it in a bottle, right? Again.
But there's a more nefarious kind of syrup fraud. The FDA says companies have previously bottled up fake syrup, labeled it 100% real syrup,
and pocketed
the profits.
No, people, but the government people is the one who own those companies. You can't just come in and feed people. I tell you that so many times, man. It's hard for the people to get it. You just can't come and feed people. And I'm going to mention again, I know this man back in the days in Florida that used to feed homeless people. He got money. So what he would do is, when it comes around to holiday time, he fixed his big meals and then tried to hand it out to all the less fortunate people. He cooked the food and got his people handing out the food to the people. And you know what? He was arrested for that. The government said, no, there is no way you can feed the people. You have a license? Did we give you a license to feed the public? No, you can't. So he continued to do it. And they lock him up and bring charges to him. So you understand what I'm saying is? You can't feed the public. You can't. The government have to give you the supposedly go-ahead. So yes, people, with these, remember, they have to pass supposedly Food and Drugs Administration to get into the public. So yes, they slap on 100% maple syrup and it passed all the way and come to you. What do you think? Is the same government people. They're the one who feeding you these fake food.
And that's illegal. Mm-hmm. In that case, it might be best to look at the consistency. Mm-hmm. Real syrup is often thinner than fake corn.
They can do it, people. They can bring it the right texture and the right flavor. That's all they need to do, and they got you. You don't know shit. What else you gonna do, people? Please tell me. What else you gonna do to figure out if it's real or it's fake? It got the flavor. It got the texture of the shit that they show you before and tell you what it is. They're the one who show you maple syrup and say, look, this is what maple syrup look like. This is what it feel like. So, of course, they can imitate it and you will never know. They're the one who brought it to you to begin with.
Syrups. Wasabi is probably the most widely faked food on our list.
Yes,
it's estimated only 1% of American wasabi and 5% of Japanese wasabi is real. Most of it is actually a mixture of horseradish, a sweetener, and a food starch.
You hear that, people? Horseradish, food sweetener, all of these things they basically put to give you the wasabi, even starch. Because, of course, people, like I said, there's no authentic food. They show you it at first. Yes, and yeah, you love it and you taste it and it's nice and they have to fake it once you love it. Do you understand that? They have to go the fake route once people start buying the product. Again.
It's just funny to me when people say, like, oh, I love wasabi, I love sushi here. And I'm thinking, like, well, you've never had good sushi and you've never had any wasabi, but,
The FDA doesn't have specific guidelines for the term wasabi. So only its rules on labeling would apply. As long as the ingredients list is accurate, it's legal to label something prepared wasabi, even if it's just horseradish.
Wow. Not gonna make you sick to eat it. It just doesn't taste.
Not gonna make you sick if you eat it. What a damn joke. Why is they faking it, people? Remember, I already told you. It's the destruction. That's why they do it. That's why they go fake food on you. That's the reason they have to end the earth by destroying the masses. You have to be sick in the end times. You have to be having complications and all. And like I said, they're finding new ways to speed up the process. I mentioned that cancer showing up early in the human beings now at an early age. Every sickness now is more potent. Everybody's now got some kind of complication. So, of course, I told you what they did. They step up the chemical in the food. That's what they feed in the masses.
Real wasabi is related to cheap veggies like horseradish, cabbage, or broccoli. But it can cost nearly 30 times more.
Why?
For one, there's way more demand than supply.
Demand and supply, you see?
Wasabi is surprisingly rare. It's considered the hardest plant to farm commercially in the world. It grows naturally along Japanese mountain springs, where the temperatures are mild and there's enough shade and gravel soil. wasabi company, based in the UK, is the first commercial grower in Europe.
Mm-hmm. Commercial grower.
The company has recreated the conditions of Japan.
They recreate the condition of Japan to basically bring you this shit right here. So now it's greenhouse style, chemical and all. You have to understand, they don't do this unless they're going to put chemical on the food. You got to understand
that. It still takes 18 months before the plant is ready for harvesting.
Mm-hmm.
The harvesting will be done by hand, and then it's a laborious process to break it apart, the whole plant, and then clean up the rhizomes. There's no machine that's gonna help you pull this out of the ground and trim it up.
So tell me, how much of this can they produce, people? How much of this can they produce a year? Okay, this is what the problem is. Yes, they have to make these things in a bundle using hands. How could they run a factory off it, people? Okay, that's why they have to fake it.
This is a stem. We get our special grater, which has very, very fine teeth. And you can see that it doesn't have any holes on the back. We're not after really grating the wasabi. We're after pasting.
This can cost $319 per kilo.
You hear that?
And if you're not seeing it grated fresh in front of you, then it's very unlikely it's fresh wasabi.
So what does real wasabi look and taste like? It should be chunkier and have a gritty texture, whereas horseradish-based wasabi will be smooth.
I'm going to ask you a question. What is the benefit of this wasabi? What's the benefit? All them, they beating up them out, they never tell you that it's good for you or nothing, people. What it is? Just some fancy shit that you heard about that you want to participate in? It's bullshit. Not everything good to talk, good to eat. Do you understand what I'm saying here, people? You don't have to eat everything. And as far as these things, you don't even need to eat it. You don't have no health benefit. You don't have nothing good to do to your body, but you're running down to eat it. It's mostly counterfeit, but you still want to eat it. What the fuck it does to your body? More doing damage than good. Move.
And the real stuff actually doesn't have as spicy of a kick. It's more subtle.
Damn greedy, have to eat everything. That's why we're sick.
Another victim to confusing labeling, Parmesan cheese.
Here we go, Parmesan cheese. And take a look at how they do this cheese, supposedly, people. Pay attention to how they make cheese. And you know, that never created by hungry people. You have to understand that. And the food that you're supposed to be eat, people, is something that basically they're trying to tell you that, you know, biblical people, you know, ancient days people used to do for food. Why would they go to all of this to make cheese? Why did they go to that process to make bread, people? The Bible mentioned bread. Oh, God said man shall not live off bread alone. All of these things they tell you about bread. And look at the process of making bread, people. You think that biblical people create that shit because they're hungry? Those are the things I look into. To know if the food really authentic or was necessary when they tell you it show up. So cheese wasn't necessary. Hungry people not gonna go through them process to age and do all of these things for cheese, to make cheese, people. So I already tell you, it's a scientist food. Science put cheese together 100% in. And a lot more of those food that they're serving up, like bread, like I tell you, all those ingredients in the bread set up to give you diabetes and make you sick and healthy. That's the reason why they make bread the way they do and mention it like it's something good for the masses to take in. Look at that cheese, people. You shouldn't even have it in your diet. 100% in. These are the things who actually put extra fat on your body and make you sick. These aging food right here, they age food. And then they feed you. No wonder you get old, sick, and die.
Parmesan cheese. There are only about 300 dairies in the entire world that are certified to produce authentic Parmigiano
Reggiano. Look at that
shit,
people. Look at this shit, and you still eat it. Look at it. They just have their hands in it all day of the week. Pay attention.
Under strict regulations.
Strict regulations.
It can only be made in one region of Italy, called Emilia-Romagna.
Yes, and that's a props that they give to Italy right there. For being a part of the Babylon system, that's what they give them, Parmesan cheese. What a damn joke for the masses. You shouldn't eat that shit.
This is the sole place in the world that has all three bacteria needed to give parm its distinct taste.
You hear what they mention? Bacteria. Okay, so listen, the stinkiest thing you can find close to shit is this right here. You know that or not? The closest thing to dog shit smell is the Parmesan cheese. So they're basically feeding you rotten milk, supposedly, and bacteria. Yes, this area that they create this cheese have this special bacteria. It's funny how they can advertise bacteria in food, something that you're gonna eat, people. So yes, the best bacteria is right here in this area. So it got the they got the Parmesan cheese coming from there because it got the damn bacteria there. Listen.
Cheese masters combine day-old skim and fresh milk.
Mm-hmm.
They add whey and rennet. Then they
And another thing that you need to understand, they mention whey. They claim that all these water that come from this cheese when they're done with it, that water called whey, they're going to turn that water into supposedly powder. Oh, yes, after it dry, I guess it's come powder. And then they serve you that up for protein. They call it whey protein. So for the people who don't understand what is whey, yes, waste milk supposedly from cheese, rotten milk. The waste from rotten milk that they use to make cheese, yes, they have the whey left over and it's good for protein. They just bottle it up and sell it to the damn people. You don't understand. It's a big deception right here.
The milk into curds. The mixture cooks for 5 minutes to kill off bacteria and to settle the curds.
5 minutes, people, to kill off bacteria. You have to boil water longer than that to get the bacteria out, supposedly. But 5 minutes, people, listen.
Bottom of the vat. What's left is a massive 220-pound curd.
220.
Cheesemakers dump it into molds and add stencils to identify the...
Dunk it.
What's left is a massive 220-pound curd. Cheesemakers dump it into molds and add stencils
into molds, people. They're dumping into molds to mold it out round. Listen.
Identify the cheese as authentic.
Authentic.
The wheel heads to brining to form a rind. And then a huge aging room.
See, people? A huge aging room. Like I tell you, I look to see how biblical people come up with these things. How, people? Because you want to eat, that's why you create food. Because you're hungry, that's why you put food together. This is too long of a process, people, for hungry people to come up with. This is wicked science. Can you see from my angle, people? Please do. Look and see if you can see it. You have discernment? Okay, what is all of this? People feel like they're hungry, so they make cheese. Remember, cheese is an additional, basically something that you don't need, people. It's just an add-on. So you don't have to have cheese in your meal to have a meal. Do you understand what I'm saying? So yes, it's something that you add on, that not necessary. Look what they go to make it. They have to age it for years for it to become real Parmesan cheese. That to show you, it's a government act. 100% science and chemists use chemical and all and give you these supposedly cheese. It's called bacteria reaction. That's what the cheese is.
Negli aromi, profumi e sapori tipici del Parmigiano. It takes at least 1 year of aging for it to develop these crunchy crystals.
That's not no crunchy crystal, people. That's mold. Do you get it? That's mold. It show that the shit is spoiled and rotten. And that's why it smell like that. Do you get it? Most cheese is stink. All cheese basically stink. Because it's rotten milk basically. And it form into that type of, you know, what they call bacteria. Mold and bacteria. I break down cheese and show you. They have moldy cheese that they eat. Cheese with worm coming out of it. Because it is a rotten substance. They call cheese.
Of amino acids, and they hold the cheese's umami taste.
Wow.
But some will stay here for up to a decade.
There you go.
The longer they mature, the more crystals form.
Yes.
And the more valuable they become.
There you go, people. The more rotten and spoil, the more expensive it gets. You see that? Listen.
It can cost well over $1,000. But other countries have different laws. In the U.S., you can legally call something Parmesan without following the strict Italian rules for Parmigiano-Reggiano.
Yes, Italian got a strict rule. how to make the Parmesan cheese. You see that right there, like I tell you? That's just a props they give them for holding down the Babylon system.
For example, American Parm can be aged for only 10 months, whereas in Italy, at least a year is required. But grated cheese is even further from the real thing.
There you go.
In the U.S., producers are allowed to mix in fillers like rice flour or cellulose.
Hear that, people? Rice flour. You believe that? Rice flour. Rice is another fake shit. Do you hear me? Rice is another fake shit. That it's almost impossible for them to serve up that much rice all around the world. Something that you never see grow, period. The same thing with soya bean, they use it to make every damn thing. It's the ingredients, it's part of the ingredients in everything. You never seen it grow. And people still believe they got that much soya bean around. Same thing with rice. It's a fake shit. So now you can get rice from Parmesan. You can get Parmesan from rice. That's how they fake it, with another fake shit.
Commonly obtained from wood pulp.
Wood pulp.
They're used to keep
Listen,
the grains from cellulose. Commonly obtained from wood pulp.
Wood pulp. What the fuck is wood pulp? You see that? And that's what they give you for Parmesan cheese. Grated cheese, people. Wow.
They're used to keep the grains from sticking together. The Center for Dairy Research suggests keeping cellulose levels between 2 and 4%.
There you go, people.
But the problem is, companies aren't required to list the percentages of these fillers.
Why they don't recall, what they don't require to do that is because it's a government company. The same government people feeding you, giving you these rules and laws about food. They're just finding more ways to have you consuming these things.
No one's checking. In 2016, Bloomberg reported Walmart's Great Value 100% Parmesan had 7.8% cellulose.
Remember, people, if you buy anything from Walmart called Great Value, remember, that's their supposedly generic brand. Every one of these big government stores supposedly have one. They supposedly imitate all the products, put their name on it, and now selling it. You don't get it, people. It's the biggest deception of all. I breaks it down all the time and try to tell you. All of these supposedly stores with the generic brand, don't trust them. Those are the foods who are going to kill you quicker. Like I mentioned, you know about the ones from day one. Yes, it's killing you slow, but they come up with the new ones, the generic brand supposedly, and then it's going to kill you faster. That's the reason why sickness is more now. They step up the chemical in the food. All these Great Value from Walmart, all pies and food. You believe it's the real deal? You have another thing coming.
Double the suggested limit. Some 50 lawsuits were filed alleging the labeling was misleading. But a
all
judge...
All label is, people. That's the reason why they put labels on the bottles now. Label on these supposedly packaging is to make you feel like you know what you're taking in. You don't get it? The label itself is part of the deception. Do you understand that or not? I mentioned about what they put in fine print and what they put big and bold. It's a deception. It's a 100% deception to make the people feel like they know what they're actually consuming. It's the dumbest thing of
all. But there's a more nefarious kind of parm fraud, where criminals label counterfeit cheese as real Italian Parmigiano Reggiano. Estimates put these illegal sales at $2 billion
yes,
each year.
Yes, and of course, people, they know exactly how much the fraudster make per year. Why? Because they are also the ones that fraud in the food. The same fucking companies, like we just mentioned, Great Value, Walmart brand supposedly. They're selling you the fake cheese, and anything that you buy with the Great Value on it is 100% synthetic. It's not real by a long shot. You used to buy some cereal in the box, said Kellogg's, now it said Great Value. What makes you think that it's better for you? They make it a little bit cheaper. That's the reason why. Because it's 80 cents or a dollar cheaper than the other one that you know. Yes, it's just going to kill you faster. That's all it is. It's a by design trick.
Phony cheeses are hurting the real Parmigiano industry in Italy.
They lose market share and value.
Market share
Half
and value.
People in Parma's life depends upon the Parma ham or Parmesan cheese industry. And so there's a big impetus to protect that. Mm-hmm.
So while you're standing in the cheese aisle, how do you make sure you're grabbing the authentic parm?
Mm-hmm. Well, don't matter, people. To me, it does not matter if you're grabbing the real Parmesan or not. The real one don't make no fucking sense anyway. The real one is real what? Real poison for the masses. Like I said, the way they make it, the way they put it together, show you, it's a formula. Something put together by scientists and chemists. Basically, to poison the masses, bring you down. That's all they do.
Maybe don't buy those shakers.
None of them real.
Each chunk of the wheel will have a part of the words Parmigiano Reggiano spelled out in dots.
Of course.
It'll also have a protected designation of origin, or DOP label.
The real Parmesan cheese from Italy is readily available. Almost any supermarket, certainly any cheese shop. Sometimes it's cheaper than some of the fake versions.
There you go.
The other tell is taste. Parmigiano Reggiano, depending on the age, will have those crystals that pack a fruity and nutty flavor.
Both fruity and nutty flavor. All that is bacteria. But I'm telling you, people, they can do all of this shit synthetically. They can create that cheese all the way, make it look the same, taste the same, smell the same, and it's not even close to the real thing.
Just like Parmesan, vanilla can have some confusing labeling.
Take a look at this right here.
It's estimated just 1% of all vanilla products in the world are real.
You hear that, people? 1%. That means the vanilla don't exist. It's simple as that. You're never gonna see a vanilla plant, period. Do you understand that? Okay, so how they get all this vanilla around the place? What did I tell you? Vanilla is just a flavor. That's it. It's a flavor they come up with. It's not authentic. Listen.
Most of the legit stuff comes from Madagascar, where farmers...
Yeah, that people. And once they mention Madagascar, it's fucking fake shit. 100% in. Just like I break it down and show you, they're sieving out diamonds out of muddy water in Madagascar. Yes, they're doing the same thing to find cobalt to make batteries. They're doing the same thing to find rare earth to make chips to put in devices. Same Madagascar. 100% fake shit. And that's the only reason why they bring you that shit. The Madagascar, to bring you all of these fake shit, fake animals and everything, and tell you that's where they're from. Fake
on. Orchids by hand. The beans are boiled and sun-dried at a processing facility.
Look at this right here, people.
Workers hand-massage each pod to release the chemical vanillin.
Wow.
The beans then soak in a mixture of alcohol and water to make the extract.
What is alcohol, people? What kind of alcohol you soak it in to get the extract? Nobody dumb here. Why would you add alcohol to it? A synthetic shit that they put together. That's alcohol, people. Poison substance you have to use to extract the vanilla from these plants. What a damn joke.
The whole thing is laborious and expensive.
Okay, extremely.
So in the U.S.,
me,
many brands sell imitation versions using lab-made vanillin. It's either derived from petroleum or from compound.
Petroleum, people, the same thing as I tell you about the feeding you for cooking oil. Listen.
Found in clove oil, wood, and bark.
Wood
and that's
bark.
Legal as long as artificial flavoring is listed on the package.
You see that? Wow.
But it could be more dangerous in other countries. In 2008 in Mexico, some products labeled as vanilla were found to be made from the beans of a tonka tree, a completely different plant. They contained a toxic substance called coumarin.
That's see that, people? Don't worry about it. They don't have to tell you about it for it to be in there. You have to understand most of the things they're serving up is toxic for your body, especially these things that you can't really prove exist.
And in the U.S., and is dangerous for people on blood thinners. These illegal products were sold all over the Americas.
There you go.
So how can you tell what's real? Many vanilla products like ice cream and cookies get away with using the imitation stuff by just saying natural flavoring on the ingredients list.
Yes, and don't worry about it. None of them come with nothing natural. All of it made up food. Like I tell you, made up ingredients to create these things.
The real...
Go back. Wow. Now, take a look at that right there, people. The ingredients in ice cream And this gonna shock you. Take a look, people. They say non-fat milk, sugar cream, corn syrup. You see that, people? Corn syrup. What corn syrup doing in ice cream? Uh-huh. Now, they have a lot of things that, you know, like corn fiber and whey and all of these things that they have in there. Look at this right here, people. All of these things is to poison you right there, and it's in ice cream. Can you believe it? Why would they put all of these things in ice cream, a vanilla ice cream, and look at the ingredients, people? Unbelievable. Dumb shit for
the real stuff will list vanilla bean extract.
Yes, and of course, the real stuff got the MC right there, signed for Freemasonry. Don't worry about it. They're all fake. Move.
Mm-hmm. Also, take a look and a whiff.
Mm-hmm.
In this test we did, the authentic vanilla smelled much stronger of alcohol.
You hear that, people? The authentic vanilla smelled like alcohol. Remember, the vanilla is not alcohol. So why would the real thing smell like more alcohol? You don't get it. All of it is fake.
And it was much cloudier than the fake stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Caviar, the most expensive fish eggs out there.
Why would people sit there and eat fish eggs? Of course, they should fake you with it. Why you want to sit there and eat fish eggs? They tell you some most expensive shit. What kind of shit is that? Wow, unbelievable.
I mean, big payouts for fraudsters.
Mm-hmm.
In the U.S., federal agents have busted multiple criminal operations for fraudulent caviar.
Mm-hmm.
It's often counterfeited because it's so difficult to harvest. One of America's only caviar farms is raising beluga.
And don't worry about it. Once they show you farm and farming fishes and farming these things, you know 100% is not authentic. You understand that? That's why we always mention those farm-raised fishes that they're serving up. The fish supposed to be in the wild, and then you're going to call it wild cod or wild Alaskan, and you know you grow it on a farm. Control environment. You feed it what you want it to feed and all that. That's not good, people. You think you're eating something from the wild. They actually have it in a controlled environment. Everything about it, they did it. Bam.
Nearly 90% of Americans eat meat as a part of their diet. Mm-hmm. But earlier this year, the Agriculture Department approved production of what's known as cultivated meat.
You hear that, people? Now they approve cultivated meat. We already break it down and show you. There ain't no real meat anymore. Even you go to the store and pick up a chicken, you can't guarantee that chicken was grown feeding little corns and them little things to grow up. No, that's not how it is nowadays, people. Those are all genetic modified food. Even chickens. Pay attention here.
It's chicken grown in a lab.
Mm-hmm.
That approval clears the way for companies to begin selling poultry produced from animal cells rather than animals bred in factory farms and
there
killed.
There you go, people. There you go. So there you go, people. They're not going to bred the animals and all of that again. They just use animal cells, grow animal cells to make meat. And I've been doing video on this from maybe 2017 or something like that. I start, you know, putting in a lot of work on this right here to show the masses that you're only eating lab food. It no matter what it is, all fake food they create in labs, even meat right here. Listen.
William Brangham gives us a taste of what the future could hold.
Give us a taste.
We put a little allium glaze on it, which is just an onion garlic reduction. Just give it a little color and some flavor on the outside.
At the Good Meat plant in Alameda, California.
They name it Good Meat, like they have the Impossible Burger and Beyond Meat. All fake shit they're giving the masses, the new generation to eat, growing meat from cells. Listen, it's factory-made lab meat. You can't eat it, people.
Chef Nate Park is putting the finishing touches on a dish that is seemingly pulled right out of science fiction.
Wow, they pull it right out of science fiction. Listen.
I don't know what this is, so there's a tendency to maybe back away because they don't know what it is. Mm-hmm. But I think once they understand what it is and that it's just chicken and that it's delicious,
it'll
be very easy for everyone to get on board.
Getting people comfortable with the idea of cultivated chicken is at the heart of operations here at Good Meat. It's one of two companies now federally approved to make...
And take a look at the coding on the building. Like I say, all of them satanic shit. Don't worry about it. Satan run this world. He control all of these supposed big entity that gonna destroy you and lead you to your destruction. Of course.
We want to slice it in front of you. We want you to see what it is that you're gonna get on the plate.
That's what you're already eating. Just in case you're dumb, people, that's what you're already eating. A lot of people don't understand me, man, but I study things, man. I pay attention. There's nothing gonna slide past without I get an understanding of it. Now, this is what they serve up in fast food. For the most part, those restaurants that you know, a lot of these restaurants, big iron restaurants, they serve up this already, people. You know by the texture of the damn chicken breast. No doubt about it. You know that that did never come from a real chicken. It's all lab meat. You'll get that already in the fast food industry. When you see that chicken breast, look at it good, people. Tear it open, break it down and look at it. Lab meat. None of it is authentic. Chicken supposed to be growing and running around. They grow it in labs and pass them out as chicken. Do you believe it? They can give you the chicken breast from the lab, the wing, the leg, in parts, people. They give it to you in parts, even though the heart was created in the lab, people. Grown meat cell to bring you the meat. It's not good because you have to add chemical and everything else to it, people. Wow, unbelievable.
Served with heirloom beans and a sweet potato puree. If you had said nothing about this, I would just think this was a lovely meal.
There you go.
Thank you.
It would be a lovely meal
if
you don't say nothing.
As the saying goes, like chicken.
There you go. As the saying goes, it tastes like chicken. Remember, they tell you it is chicken. And just in case you're dumb, that's how they get the masses to eat everything. Every single meat they tell you, yeah, tastes like chicken. What a dumb shit for
it's
the
chicken.
People.
And delicious.
Thank you.
Delicious. Mm-hmm.
But long before I enjoyed it for lunch today, that chicken meat could only be seen here, inside this bioprocessing lab, tiny microscopic stem cells.
See that?
They're all taken
cells.
From real chickens without harming them.
You hear that, people? They all take from chicken without harming them. You know who they're trying to tell that to? The vegans, the ones who worry about the animal being harshly killed and how they slaughter them. So yes, they tell you we did never kill that animal to grow you this meat. So even the vegans can jump on board. I don't know, I'm just saying, since it didn't get to kill, it didn't, you know, brutally murdered, as the vegan claim. So yes, people, the lab meat is already out there. That's what they're serving the masses right now. Don't be thinking they're coming with it. It's already here.
Cells are then constantly stirred, kept warm, and nourished so that they'll multiply inside these massive bioreactors.
Wow, bioreactors. That's what you're eating from. There you
it's
go.
All part of a lengthy process designed to mirror how actual animals grow.
Cultivated meat has been talked about for over 100 years.
Wow.
Josh Tetrick.
It's been talked about for over 100 years, people. They've been talking about creating meats in labs, growing meat cells to get meat. Can you believe this, people? 100 years in the making. Like I tell you, everything is by design. Everything is scripted. They have some directions that they're going to take you. It's all on paper already written down. And then they're just going to hack it out. They know the time to bring these things in for the destruction of the masses. It's close.
The co-founder and CEO of Eat Just, which operates Good Meat.
There you go.
What is the rationale for cultivated meat?
First and foremost, we just got to accept people love meat.
You see that?
And
people love meat.
It's difficult, really difficult, to get people to stop eating meat and choose beans or some other plant-based source, which would be better for them.
Yes, and don't worry about plant-based. That's another trickery they have for the masses. What's plant-based? They can't tell you what plant the shit based upon. Like I say, the same thing is a lab-grown meat. That's why they call it plant-based meat. They plant it and it grow. That's what it based on. Do you got it? That's all it is, people. Anytime you hear plant-based, it's grown meat in lab. They plant a cell and it grows into meat. Listen.
So how do you get at that? And I think the answer is you make real meat in exactly the same taste and texture that people are used to, but you make it in a way that doesn't require billions of animals. You just can't feed the world without the billions of animals, because each animal has to be slaughtered.
Global food production is responsible for roughly a third of all the man-made greenhouse gases that are dangerously heating the planet.
You hear that, people? Okay, so you see how I'm always on the money, man. Think I'm just here talking? Okay, so listen to me, people. They have a reason to take off the naturality off the table. They know how to do it. That's by nature to them. How to take off naturality and give you fakery. So yes, the chickens, the cows, and they're bad for the atmosphere. Remember, they belong here, just like you. So if you live on Earth naturally, you're going to destroy the Earth? Okay, because that's what they're telling you the cows and the farm animals is actually doing. They have some type of thing coming from them. They even tell you the cow fart going to destroy the supposed to be atmosphere. It warming up the atmosphere, people. All of these animals. So yes, they have to find a way. The animal is going to still be there, people. Because you're not going to kill them. So what going to stop them from eating up the earth? I'm just asking, man. You see how dumb the world is? Just pay attention to what they're doing here. And you realize what it is. So yes, people, these natural animals, they're doing natural stuff. And it messing up the earth. So yes, the animals now, we're not going to eat them. We're going to leave them to pollute the earth, right? And now we're not going to eat them. We're going to just take some cells from them and grow meat. So how do we solve the problem of the global warming, what the animal causing? It's bullshit. It's just to take those things away. As you know it, people, they have to find a way to sell you something before they take these things off the table. You say, hey, why did you move glass bottle off the table and put plastic bottles? And now you're screaming plastic destroying the world. They can't explain it, people. This is how they do it. They move from one destruction to a bigger one with no explanation. Because they can't at the end of the day. They can't really explain it. You're going to sound stupid. How do you take away the cows? The cows going to still live in. You're not killing them. They're going to cause more pollution if you don't eat them. What you're not gonna eat them is the damn solution.
And meat production is the major driver of that impact, with the majority of the world's croplands and forests being used to grow food for the animals.
And don't worry about it. This is another bullshit they give you. They're talking about they have all this farmland to feed the animals. So yes, this is wasteland right here and taking up resources. Bullshit. Wake your ass up. The cow just need to eat grass. You don't have to do shit to it. Just let them eat the grass. You hear what I say? The grass grow naturally. Just let the cow eat the grass. That's what they eat. No, but you have to produce grains and all of these things and synthetic food for them to eat because you want to pollute the damn
meat. We then eat.
Look at this shit.
We're going to solve the climate problem.
Yeah,
we definitely need to move from fossil fuels to
renewable energy. There you go, people. There you go.
And we also definitely need to move from intensive animal farming that is eating up a third of our planet today.
It's eating up a third of the planet by producing cows naturally. You see that right there? They find a way to get rid of everything natural as you know it. So now the lab meat is better because it don't leave a footprint. They're not going to eat up the earth while they're making that lab meat, people. You don't get it. That's what they're serving up the people long time. It's nothing new here, and it's not something they plan to implement. It's already there, people. All fast food, fake food, 100%. All of these lab-grown meat, they're already serving you up in those fast food and establishment they have for the masses. Move. Finally.
First thing I think about... When I hear the
take a look at this right here, Pop-Tart, and I remember telling you about all of these things, pancake, Pop-Tart, all of these things they give you for breakfast is basically to destroy your damn body. Nobody that eat these things is healthy, 100% in. Nobody. Listen.
Pop-Tarts is yummy.
Mm-hmm, it's yummy.
The pantry at my Nana's house.
Wow. My childhood. Very happy.
The one word I would say is...
A lot of people wouldn't even know, people. I'm going to be real about it. A lot of people would never even think about this. They did never even think about it. That these are the food that make you sick. These are the food that make your body unhealthy. These are the same food that make you have that stubborn belly fat. The same food that give you diabetes. Right there in a plain sight. Remember, these are food that they make and packages for the masses. Nothing about it natural. All made in labs. 100%. Pay attention here.
The one word I would say is nostalgic.
For 60 years, this toaster pastry has dominated the breakfast market.
Wow.
Transcending generations, a symbol of convenience, nostalgia, and innovation.
Mm-hmm.
And Pop-Tarts is showing no signs of slowing down.
There you go, people.
Despite decades of pushes for healthy...
What's in the middle, people? What's in the middle? These are the most dangerous food of all. 100% in. And like I tell you, check out the ingredients most of the time. They will show you some things that will open your eyes. Because yes, they put them in fine print. If you notice, some of these is supposed to be dark, some is light. But you can see... high fructose corn syrup. That's what they got in the center of it for filling. You don't get it, people. Nobody understand. All of these things is fakery. 100% fake food to destroy the masses. And it's funny how they put all of these destruction for you to eat. First meal of the day, breakfast. The one they tell you is the most important meal. They make sure they poison you with that shit. You understand that? Wake your ass up. I don't even eat breakfast because it is nothing but poison they have serving up
alternatives
for the masses.
In 2022, the product brought in nearly $1 billion in U.S.
Mm-hmm.
sales.
There you go.
That's an 8.7% increase from the prior year.
There you
people
go, people.
Love the comfort of the food.
They love the comfort of the food, people. The comfort. Like I say, they study you enough to bring you something that you're going to love but actually bad for your body. Do you understand that? That's how they do it. The world in a nutshell is that right there. Make something that you entice, that to entice you. And then it's the destruction of your right.
I love, and that nostalgia is quite important, actually, I think.
Mm-hmm. People talk about sugar, but everybody needs sugar.
Mm-hmm. You
for
hear
energy.
That? Yes,
and,
everybody needs sugar. But I just show you what's in the ingredients. High fructose corn syrup. Got no sugar in it, people. Got no sugar. They don't have no natural way of making sugar anymore. They stopped the producing of sugar cane. So that means if you see a sugar, suppose it be brown sugar, or any one of those sugar for that matter, said cane sugar or natural cane, is fake shit. 100%. They already cut that out long time ago, people. They're getting the sugar from starch. Do you get it? Starch, which corn produce starch. You understand that? Like I mentioned, the microorganism in the corn, the bacteria, they use it to create more corn. So you can get all this syrup from corn. And then they serve you up that corn for sugar. The sweetness of that shit. And because it's clear, they can put it in any color, get some flavor, and tell you what the hell it is.
With a new eponymous NCAA college football bowl in December 2023 and the almost 3 billion individual Pop-Tarts consumers bought in 2022,
wow.
Pop-Tarts' relevance in the cultural zeitgeist...
They even put it in a vending machine, people. Why? Wow, unbelievable.
It used to be prioritized by its maker, Kellanova, formerly
Kellanova.
Known as Kellogg's.
Wow.
Fans and our consumers love is us to be part of popular culture.
Yes,
and it's
a popular culture. Because that's what I told you from day one. Your culture is part of your destruction. That's what they use to kill off the dumb masses. That culture that they buy into.
Moments, what better moment than in a college
look
football
at this shit
big
right
game.
Here, people.
Coming
give
up
him a leg.
Grand punch.
Give it a leg and some hands and let it talk. Deep fake style. And yes, you buy into it. All they have to do is make it a character. You see them have the cinnamon toast. Also got hands and mouth, eyes and everything. And talking to you. This is how they do it, people. You don't get it. They make it a character to make the dumb people buy in. They feel more closer to it when it laugh and talk. You don't get it, people. This is what they do to the masses. This is one of the biggest killer of the people. Like I mentioned, breakfast, as soon as you wake up, you're ready to put all this junk in your body. What do you think? That's why a lot of people sick and have complications from these foods.
Also creating ourselves with what our fans are taking us to.
Mm-hmm. Look at this right here, people.
My name is Bill Post, and I was the leader of a Pop-Tart team.
Wow.
Bill Post, now 96, was working at Keebler, a cookie and cracker company based in Michigan at the time. He was tasked with creating the Pop-Tart in 1963.
You hear that, people? 1963, right there on the cordon. Wow, 963. Do you get it? Listen.
Time, American society was focused on convenience, and breakfast was becoming an afterthought.
You hear that?
Quickly thrown together to get kids off to school and, quote, move mothers out of the kitchen. Kellogg's, which had a cereal empire at the
time. Kellogg's right there, like I said, devil company. All of them get to feed you in this devil earth for your destruction. That's what it is. There is not one of those companies that's issuing food that actually mean you're good. All of them is for your destruction, and they know it.
Wanted to expand its reach further and was challenged with adding new products.
See, what I tell you, they have to give you a character. There go the tiger. He on the box, supposedly, and he come holding the box and talking to your children for them to ask for these cornflakes right here, this supposedly frosted flakes. Do you got it? You never understand. All of it is brainwashed to make you buy into the pies and
categories.
They came to us with the idea that could we make something like this, which was a handmade sample about the size of a slice of bread.
No, that's not how they come up with it. They already know. They just need a packet, basically, to put some stuffings in, and that's all they need. Didn't come from no idea of nothing. They just want to give you that shit for breakfast. The starchy, flaky shit that's on it and inside the middle sweet. Just like I show you with the pancake. The pancake is starch. And yes, you chase it down with some syrup. Some high fructose corn syrup to make it sweet. Even though that starch gonna process in your body and becomes bad sugar. So there you go. They find a way to get the starch and the sugar in your body at the same time in one meal they call breakfast. And don't worry about it. What you think people really grab for breakfast running to work? They grab a coffee, they grab a donut, a slice of banana bread or a cake, piece of slice of cake or something that they have in the mornings for them for breakfast. You see that? You're on vacation in a hotel, that's what they're serving up. What did I tell you? They have to find a way to get the masses to eat this supposedly starch and sweet. That's what gonna destroy your body later.
Starch around the edges, and they said, can you make this? The focus groups, the mothers, didn't really know what to do with these Pop-Tarts. They put them in a toaster. Sometimes they would bend. Sometimes they would burn. But I had a son and daughter, 13 and 9 at the time, Dan and Rachel, who had asked me several times, Dad, bring some of those fruit scones home.
So in 1964, Kellogg started testing out four flavors, blueberry, strawberry, apple currant, and brown sugar cinnamon.
And guess what, people? None of those ingredients that they call is not in those products, period. All of it is just flavored, people. Just flavoring. And that's how they get the masses to buy in to eating these fake food. And keep this in mind, the food is not only fake, it's poisonous for the human being body. You're actually taking in chemical that should be staying away from your body. You should be staying away from these chemicals. These bad chemicals that man made shouldn't end up in your body. And they use it to make food. Just to show you, it's a devil run earth. Yes, another Mag Bam Sunday, man. Appreciate everybody for taking it in. 100% respect to my podcasters right here on the Spotify. I'm on the run. Bam.